good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming. We're going to open up, first of all, to Jeremiah chapter 22, and look at something there, kind of a little bit of a review. One thing that I just came across, and I'm kind of winging this because I thought it was interesting. I just discovered this last night, and it's one of these things where it's like, it's such a, I think, a big deal that I should have known about it, and when I start talking about it, you'll understand a little bit more why I should have known about this. But in Jeremiah chapter 22, we're looking right here, we talked about this here. Oh, yeah, there it is. Jeremiah 22, verse 14. We're talking about the palace of the royal kings of Judah. So here we go with the city of David right here. Here's the Temple Mount up here. Here's the Kidron Valley running down this way, the Hinnom Valley coming across here. The Gihon Springs is right here. And the excavated palace of David is right here. They've identified this as the palace of David. We know that. We've talked about that. Many of you stood there, walked through it. Are you with me understanding what we're saying here? Okay? But if you go 2.5 miles south down in this area, and again, once again, we were there also. I don't want to keep saying we were there like it's some kind of special thing, but I want to allude to that. We stood like right about here, and you can oversee. There's a hill kind of comes up here. You can oversee the Kidron Valley. You can see the Hinnom Valley. We took a lot of photos right here. If you go about 2.5 miles this way or so from Jerusalem or about up here on this hill, it's a higher spot, there is this place that you're looking at right here. It's called Ramat Rachel or Ramat Rachel. And what you see right there is the remains of a royal palace. Again, I was just slamming this together like 10 minutes ago. So I started making copies about 10 minutes ago or, 15 minutes ago. So I printed 9 copies and it was still printing when I left. So I don't have enough copies for everybody. So I apologize. Just kind of take a look at it. See that picture at the top. And the picture that I drug that right off of Carl Rasmussen's website. And then I labeled it quick with a program. And that is on top of this hill right here. Down here is the remains, and it's been excavated, and people agree with it all around. It's the royal palace of the kings of Judah from the times possibly Josiah built it, but definitely Jehoiakim was building it, and Jehoiachin and Zedekiah lived in here. And so when we talk about Jeremiah going to the palace of the king, coming down here, he could have been going right here, but there's a good chance, because this was still functioning. We know this was still functioning because some of the people who persecuted Jeremiah were going to be getting to their names. They're boule, and what a boule is? That's the clay seal from a signet ring that seals a document. It's a little drop of clay. Their boule have been found here and down below the hill as it fell down in the Kidron Valley. Things were burnt there. Royal documents were burnt there during the Babylonian fires of 586. But yet at the same time, there's a royal palace down here, and that's what you're looking at here on this. And I guess the reason I want to point this out while we're looking at Jeremiah 22, and I should have known this. Let me just ask you this. Does anybody know about this? I'm not trying to talk down to you, and I will be very impressed if you do know about this. Because it's just people don't talk about these things. But this, go in Jeremiah chapter 22. And you remember Jeremiah comes in and he begins, Josiah just has died. Jehoahaz has gone into captivity in Egypt. And he says he will not come back. And then he begins to chew out Jehoiakim, who's now a young king on the throne, beginning in verse 13. Woe to him who builds his palace by unrighteousness, his upper rooms by injustice. And that can be just a poetic thing of saying, you building your administration, you're building your government, your turn as king. But it appears that he was actually constructing this place right here, or was adding on to it. He may have been the one who built it. Josiah may have been the one who began to build it, but Jehoiakim is definitely working on this. But now we continue reading. Look in verse 14. He says, I'll build myself a great palace with spacious upper rooms. So he makes large windows in it, panels it with cedar, and decorates it in red. Now, it's important to understand this. The large windows, and understand, decorates it in red. This view right here that he's going to have, the windows are good. It's a magnificent view. You can see out over all of the old city. You can see the Temple Mount. You can look, this is all like hill country over in here. Today, it's the modern city of Jerusalem. And also where it says, decorates it in red. When they have found some of the things here, one of the things that's going to be found, if you look on that top picture once again, what you see there is a reproduction of what is called a proto-Aeolic capital, a proto-Aeolic capital. Carl adds the word Ionic capital. But that is a typical, it's what goes on top of the columns. And it's a sign of royalty in Israel. It would be it's got the V, it always has the V. It has the curl coming off on this side, the curl coming off on this side. And it represents a palm tree. It's a palm tree representation. And this is the capital